listener production.
Hey, it's Amy Ross with you. Fresh data has revealed as many as 2 in 5 drivers are risking hundreds in fines with dangerous behaviour behind the wheel. Compare the market revealing 46.6% of Victorians aren't deterred by cameras and policing technologies. Rochester next week will be hosting a flood inquiry. It's looking into insurers' responses to the 2022 floods that devastated much of Victoria. Committee Chair Daniel Molino is encouraging people to contribute if they've been at all affected.
It's really important that we hear from individuals and also small businesses that were affected and hear their stories about how their claims were processed by insurers.
The Eastern Vic MP has thrown her support behind a new petition from local fishing clubs. Melina Barth is calling for clarity from the state government on whether new legislation could see those clubs penalised for hosting fishing competitions.
We are calling for an exemption in this new legislation, a very clear exemption to ensure that fishing competitions continue well into the future.
Some of the state's best and brightest emerging leaders will converge in Shepparton this month for the latest youth forum. It's organised by the state parliament and provides 16 to 30-year-olds with a chance to have their say on issues affecting them. Shepparton MP Kim O'Keefe says it's exciting to have it in the Goulburn Valley.
This is just going to be a really great opportunity, and it's been a very big aspiration of mine to connect more with our youth. I've been out amongst the schools and really engaging with students and the youth.
And some big works are underway at the Traralgon Railway Reservoir Conservation Reserve. Starting this morning, works to replace Dean's Bridge will commence, as well as replacing the concrete spillway and levelling the dam wall. Some areas in the reserve will have restricted access, with further information available on site for any changes to the walking tracks.